The United States has reacted to the deadly attack on its consulate by pulling out all its personnel from Benghazi and reducing staff in Tripoli to emergency levels. A contingent of Marines has been sent to bolster security at US diplomatic facilities in Libya. North America correspondent Jane Cowan.
On the dome of the Capitol in Washington, flags are flying at half-mast. In the Rose Garden at the White House, the US President Barack Obama condemned the attack, calling it outrageous and shocking.
We reject all efforts to denigrate the religious beliefs of others. But there is absolutely no justification to this type of senseless violence. None. The world must stand together to unequivocally reject these brutal acts.
The US Secretary of State Hillary Clinton praised Ambassador Christopher Stevens and said he died in pursuit of a noble and necessary mission that the US would carry on.
Today, many Americans are asking, indeed, I asked myself, how could this happen in a country we helped liberate, in a city we helped save from destruction?
While first attributed to outrage over a US-made film insulting the Prophet Muhammad, there are indications the violence that killed the ambassador might have been not a spontaneous mob that got out of control, but an attack planned by extremists and possibly inspired by an al-Qaeda call to avenge the death of a senior Libyan member killed by a US drone strike in Pakistan in June. Hillary Clinton says the US is still working out the precise motivations.
But we must be clear-eyed even in our grief. This was an attack by a small and savage group, not the people or government of Libya.
The killings have spilled over into the US presidential campaign. Foreign policy's been seen as the Republican challenger Mitt Romney's weak spot, and this is serving as a test of his handling of fast-breaking international events. In a hastily arranged news conference on the campaign trail in Florida, the presidential hopeful called the White House reaction disgraceful. He took aim at a statement released by the US Embassy in Cairo, where protesters scaled the walls of the heavily fortified embassy compound and burnt an American flag. The statement had condemned the anti-Islamic film, but Mitt Romney says it amounts to sympathising with those who breached the embassies and to apologising for the American value of free speech.
The embassy is the administration. The statement that came from the administration was a statement which is akin to apology, and I think was a severe miscalculation.
But Mitt Romney's remarks have themselves drawn criticism. Award-winning author Christopher Dickey has written on counterterrorism and is the Middle East regional editor for Newsweek magazine.
Well, I don't think it was very smart, given that you have a country with a commander-in-chief right now, and you have a politician who has actually no responsibility whatsoever, who tries to one-up the commander-in-chief because he's running for his job. It's understandable, but it is reprehensible.
A delicate international situation complicated by domestic US politics. This is Jane Cowan in Washington for AM.